Levis, police state, surveillance society, media control, slavery, new world order.
I'm Alex Ansari, host of Outside the Box. Join me each week as I reveal the war for your mind. Live, Thursday nights on Comcast Channel 11 at 7 p.m. Outside the Box takes you beyond the consensus reality and gives you information that is vital for your survival in the new millennium. Remember, Outside the Box, every Thursday at 7 p.m. on Channel 11 on Comcast Cable. Be there.
I'm sitting here lonely like a broken man. I serve my time, doing the best I can. Walls and bars, they surround me. But I don't want no sympathy. Hey, this is DJ Marco Boo. I'm yakking at you live from a coffee shop in Eugene, Oregon. 15th of March. Yes, near the Ides of March. Bono just yanked Bob Geldof off of Prime Minister Blair in London because he was trying to spit on him. I think this one's going to play out about the same as when What's-Her-Name tore up the picture of the Pope. They'll probably try to make it more like when Jane Fonda wrote a howitzer barrel in North Vietnam or something, huh? Okay, enough news. No more news! Yuck! Check out all this fun music, mashups, wildness, etc., etc. What number is this? 25? 26? FSCK 25, I think. Don't remember. I'll have to look it up when I mix it down, I guess. Oh well, enjoy. Oh, and remember, don't hate the media. FSCK, the corporate media. Yeah, oh yeah, and the revolution is brewing in small batches. Doses. Batches. Yeah. And lastly, you can't clear-cut your way to heaven. Laters.
I'd like to dedicate this next number. No, really. Want to play this one for all the people that are in Washington for you and me today. I'd like to also dedicate this song to everybody out there that smokes marijuana. Lonely like a broken man. I serve my time doing the best I can. Walls and bars, they surround me. But I don't want no sympathy. No, baby.
On this program are not necessarily the views of KWBA Radio or the Associated Students of the University of Oregon. Anarchy Radio is an editorial collage providing analysis and opinions of John Zerzan and the community at large.
All day making up a nickel bags and a
I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Kimberly Connor.
The marriage of AT&T and Bell South may seem like the reconstruction of Ma Bell, but the stakes are actually much higher than that. The $67 billion deal will create a giant with nearly nationwide reach, controlling about half of all telephone landlines in the United States. But the real danger is in the control the new and improved AT&T will have over broadband connectivity, a common platform over which an increasing number of people get their phone, internet, and video services. The acquisition of Bell South, AT&T will be the largest provider of broadband in the United States. Not as well with free press campaign director Timothy Carr.
As well, larger corporations will be broadband and the end result is
Exactly why nearly half of all Americans have either just one option for broadband service or can't get broadband at all. AT&T is also an outspoken critic of the principle of network neutrality, which guarantees online speakers equal access to the rest of the net. Under AT&T's broadband plans, the ability to speak will be determined by how much you're willing to pay for it. Can this marriage be prevented? Possibly. The first step, says Carr, is to let lawmakers and regulators know that the public's watching their actions and is concerned about the acquisition.
The regulators who are supposed to look out for the public's best interest in the public field have basically rubber stamped mergers. We are asking people to get back involved in the process, to contact regulators and say, hey, bigger is not better. It's certainly not better for all of us who rely on the internet and rely upon access to the media in order to
Free Press has launched a correspondence campaign aimed at the Congress, FCC, and Department of Justice to do just that. As of now, the FCC may be the most susceptible to public pressure, which Carr says could hang up the AT&T Bell South deal, or at least make it less threatening to the public's right to send and receive information online.
It's our hope that we can put conditions onto that that would protect net freedom from network neutrality provisions. And would also ensure that there's some sort of a franchise agreement for local content providers that they can access the local content into the local video program.
For its part, AT&T is already looking at ways to create fast and slow lanes for the internet. They're not alone.
The process of dividing the online world into tiers that diminish democratic communications has already started. Jeff Tesler, executive director of the Center for Digital Democracy, notes that companies such as Cisco Systems are already selling routing equipment that comes equipped with the ability to prioritize packets of data based on how much the sender is willing to pay for quick delivery. In addition, network managers at universities and corporations are implementing a technology called deep packet inspection.
The technology allows them to understand to know what's in every packet by application going to every individual user, aside from the issues of affordability that raises tremendous privacy issues.
At least one bill has been introduced into the Senate that would guarantee network neutrality online, but net neutrality language has already been removed from several blocks of telecom reform legislation in the House of Representatives. While phone and cable companies pound Capitol Hill, some 50 corporations, including American Online, AT&T, Cisco, Time Warner, and Verizon, are already developing an online environment governed by pay-per-play rules. They call it the Internet, and it will allow network managers total control over how much information is routed and how it's charged for.
And now, here's a Media Minute Fast Fact. Phone companies are pouring tons of funds into campaign coffers. According to OpenSecrets.org, the telephone utility system has contributed more than $3 million to congressional candidates in the 2006 election cycle. AT&T alone is responsible for more than a third of that cash, and they provide other perks to lawmakers. For example, Bell South lets members of Congress use its corporate jet at bargain basement prices. You've been listening to Media Minutes, a joint production of the Illinois Initiative for Media Policy Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Free Press.
Hello, this is DJ Microbrew from FFCK, the corporate media. I'm podcasting the revolution. I get most of my news and information from www.indymedia.org. And remember, if you're not listening to independent media, you're not listening.
Do yourself a favor. Get a mind transplant. Listen to independent radio, the alternative media in general. This is Ford Churchill. Sam, have a nice day.
Lauren Regan travels around the Northwest giving civil rights seminars in leftist coffee shops. She says the government's political motives are perfectly clear when you compare the sentences for different kinds of arson.
There was a woman, a U.S. Forest Service employee, who was charged and admitted responsibility for 35 arsons. And her reason for committing 35 arsons was for overtime pay. She got probation.
The Chevy dealer whose SUVs were burned, Steve Romania, says he has no problem with the government's treatment of these property crimes as terrorism.
They're still terrorizing people, and the potential for injury is still there.
But even he seems to have qualms about the penalties. When asked whether he thinks Jeffrey Lures deserves 22 years for burning three cars, Romania pauses, then says he'd rather not say. We'll be right back.
somebody you can trust to the very end. I said, if you do, I wanna be like you, 'cause you sure got a real good friend. You sure got a real good friend. Friend. Friend.
cover the ground. I feel the presence of tears falling down. Is it for pity or vain that I cry? Color is gone and the grass it must
man. I serve my time doing the best I can. Walls and bars, they surround me. but I don't want no sympathy. Blisters on my mind and hands. I work all day making up a burlap bag. Beating me, driving me wild. I feel a happy like a newborn child. Now when my time is up, you wait and see. These walls and bars won't be touched up. No. up and get down with me. I make it feel real good. Just to wait and see.
The show.